buckets.
Hey.
Buckets.
Poo.
Got all them buckets coming out of my ears. Buckets.
And poo.
In my hand. You got all the love.
And poo.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
Toss, I'm Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hey.
Hope you're doing well this morning. Please don't forget, as always, quick reminder, swing by our website and vote on the March Madness of Small Towns, which you can, control because we're down to four towns now, so it's getting real tight. So it's just two simple votes, and then you can let the world know who you think should host a big old party starring us.
I saw someone text last night because we have... We have access to all the texts that come in. That they said they were voting for a certain town just because they didn't want last year's champion to win again.
Oh.
Spite votes.
Yeah, you'll get some spite votes. Sure.
You can do that.
I mean, I get why people don't want to see the same place. Victoria, you know, it's a nice spot filled with really nice people, including the mayor. But, I understand it. When the Patriots were winning Super Bowl after Super Bowl.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Everybody hated them. Now that my Chiefs are winning Super Bowl after Super Bowl, everybody hates them. Nobody wants to see somebody keep winning. I get it.
Both those teams had weenie quarterbacks, though.
Weenie quarterbacks.
Tom Brady and Pat Mahomes. Like, there's not just the reason they were winning. Like,
I guess someone who doesn't really pay that much attention to football.
He was a nerd, but he wasn't a weenie.
Yeah, I didn't really.
Is there a difference?
Yeah,
was he nerd
difference.
And weenie and kissing his son on the lips?
Listen, that's right. He did that, yeah.
Sure, he did. Awkwardly kiss his son on the lips.
That doesn't make him a weenie, though.
No, he's
still a quarterback. He's still an athlete. Do you call athletic guys weenies?
If they're a weenie.
He's not a weenie.
I would say it's more of a mental state.
Okay.
So I would think nerd and weenie are kind of the same thing.
No, it's totally different.
So you're thinking weenie like a scrawny old.
Yeah. It's just a guy who's nerdy. He's really smart about something.
Yeah, usually pretty smart about stuff.
Yeah.
Which, Tom was very smart about football.
He was, yeah. He can
football nerd, cheat. Yeah.
Not so much about father-son relationships. No, but, football is fine.
But we digress.
Yeah, speaking of sports, quickly, Ottawa Sens owner, the new one, Michael Landlauer, real nice guy. We met him. My new best friend. I have his phone number and his email.
Have you spoken to him since you got it or no?
No, I'm not going to bother my buddy unless I have something to talk to him about.
All right.
Anyways, they announced a major donation to two children's hospices in the Ottawa-Gatineau region, which is real nice. So $1 million to a place we're real familiar with the Roger Nielsen House.
Yeah.
And another one went to the one in Gatineau, the Maison Papillon. So
$1 million each.
$1 million each.
That's amazing.
To some great places that do some really good work, some tough work. So it's... we told you. I think this guy's a quality dude, man.
It did seem nice in person.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you'll meet people and they'll be nice to your face, but you can tell they're not really nice. But he seemed genuinely
really genuine.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, that's why he's my new best friend. So, can't wait to hang out with him again.
Yeah, that'd be a time.
Yeah.
When do you have plans to do that or no?
No, not yet. Like I said, he's busy, right? So,
you'll have him over for barbecue or something.
I'm really nervous to reach out because I'm afraid he's going to ignore me. And then
really
hurt my feelings. But if I don't do it, then we're besties.
Well, you have to do it with something worthwhile, right?
Sure.
You can't just say, hey, bud, what's up? Because you probably won't answer that.
Yeah, it's true.
He might.
You invite him to our golf tournament or something.
Yeah, we could do that.
That may work out for you.
And then it's lonely at the top, though, right? So maybe he's lonely up there. Maybe he needs a...
Oh, him.
Yeah.
You're talking about yourself.
No. Top of what? This heap of garbage? Nah. Everyone needs a charity buddy, right? So that'd be me. You just hang out with me for pity and... buy lunch every time?
Yeah.
What's he doing here? He's lonely.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah.
Just a really serious, wealthy businessman, and me just, hey, my hoodie.
Chris, bumping into things. And...
Did you not tell him it was like you're supposed to wear a suit today? Why is he wearing a hoodie?
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
One of you was reading a stat earlier.
Was
it Jamie? I only caught you say that. Was it one out of every, how many people? Seven?
7,000.
Oh, okay. Okay. You said seven.
No.
One out of every seven people was inbred, but it's not. 7,000 people are inbred.
Yeah, there's new like DNA tests that have gone again more in depth and stuff. Because originally, not that long ago, everyone thought it was, not everyone, you know what I mean, the professionals, a one in a million.
Right.
Had ties to, were considered incest. Now they are suggesting one in 7,000 people in the database were born to parents who were first degree relatives.
Okay.
So siblings, father, or a father and daughter. So not even cousins. So cousins is not a first degree relative.
Oh, I see. One in 7,000.
That's sad. I thought you were talking. That's terrible.
Cousins.
No, first degree siblings or a father and daughter.
What?
Isn't that horrific?
So I guess it doesn't always turn out like for the worse with like.
What?
Because like you know, the
children of these people, like there's not that many people with problems because
you mean like physical stuff, inbreeding, like eyeballs in the side of their heads,
goldfish
and stuff.
Yeah. And stuff.
No,
it must not be that bad, I guess.
This is globally though. Like are there pockets of the world where people are isolated and they don't really have like that much of a
royal family?
Like father daughter, obviously not. But
like
you know,
Great Britain, like the royal family,
where it's more accepted, maybe.
I would think there are places in the world there are.
Yeah. But does that increase? They're not talking about like one in 7,000 in like
Toronto,
Canada,
and Ottawa.
Canada.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, this would be world.
No, it would be outside Ottawa. That would be in Lanark.
Yeah.
Smith Falls.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But no.
They have a thing called all the info is held is called the UK Biobank.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why that's a disturbing name to me. The Biobank.
Oh. So I did a quick Google search on inbreeding.
Yeah.
And this question popped up. You know, people also ask that little section. It said, what is the most inbred province in Canada? Any guesses?
I'm going to go Alberta.
Okay.
Maybe.
I might have said
or
that
maybe
one.
East Coast.
Jamie?
Ontario.
No, Newfoundland.
Really?
Yeah. They get less options.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
They have the highest inbreeding coefficient with an average of 0.005.
Whatever, they're happy, though.
Whatever that means.
They're happy people.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
Not a pleasant number, is it?
No. No, it's not. Especially when it's first relative. Yeah,
it's the situation that's unpleasant.
Yes.
Right? It's not like you and your cousin really liked each other and you've never known each other.
Like my buddy who.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like,
that's
you
still
know,
icky, but it's not like.
Yeah. You, like you know
it's
your
not like
dad.
Put them in prison. Yeah. The other one's generally. Like put them in prison. Like
yes.
Please put them in prison. So it's not a pleasant way to thoughts to start the morning, to be honest.
Yeah.
But hey, you know.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
No,
there's
lots
no
of
need.
Other options.
Anyone who can hear us, there's no need.
Yeah, there's no need.
There's no. I mean, there's ever a need, but there's definitely not a need. No.
If you need a date, we can help you. If you want.
Yeah, we'll find someone with a different last name.
Yeah,
it's usually a good place to start. Ask them their last name.
Yeah,
if it's not yours, then
their mother's last name.
Or the mother's last name.
Yeah.
Then you know, progress.
You're usually all right.
Yeah. You're the Foo Fighters on Shea 106. Circle is a shape, it goes around and around. It's about in the show. We each bring something to the table that caught our attention. Jamie, you have some
developing
horrific news.
Yeah, this is not good, and it's still an ongoing story. Early this morning, around 1:30, a bridge in Baltimore was hit by a ship.
Yes.
Going underneath, and it, like, took the bridge out. And there were cars like going like one of my uneasy feelings when you go over a big bridge, like how any human being I would think, oh, I hope this thing doesn't collapse.
Yeah.
And
well, it didn't just collapse on
its
own.
No, it didn't.
That was good.
It was hit by the boat, and they're saying this is like a dire emergency turning into a mass casualty event because they were looking 7 people in the water is what they thought at first.
They saw cars going in off the bridge.
Yeah, but not like a huge ton, obviously. Wasn't like rush hour traffic.
Yeah. Thank God it wasn't.
But
7:30 in the morning.
And they're trying to recover the people. They're
it went down fast. I'm watching the video of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the boat hit the bridge, and within 5 seconds, this entire massive bridge was in the water.
Like it's
weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's a high bridge, but not that high. The top of it makes you think that it's a lot higher, but where the actual... Like, if you've ever been in southern Ontario, if you're maybe going to states that way, and you go over the bridge in Hamilton, mm-hmm. very, very high. Like, I mean, it seems higher than this one, but I don't know. I don't have a measuring tape.
No. You know, I mean, it's a pretty big shipping boat that runs under it. So it's, man, how quickly the entire bridge just basically vanishes into the water. It's nuts. Yeah, not a happy story.
Anyway, more developments, obviously.
All right. Maybe not appropriate right after, but the door that saved Rose in Titanic.
You're right. Probably not appropriate.
Probably not appropriate.
Well,
It was a movie.
Yeah, so it was just a movie prop. Just sold at auction for $718,000. So, you know, if you ever get a work on a set and you get to hold a piece of prop, maybe it's a good investment down the road.
Almost $1 million for the damn door. Now, it is part of pop culture because it's been very popularized because he could have fit on the door, obviously.
Yeah, he could have, yeah. Yeah, she was just a terrible person. Okay. And let him drown.
Yeah.
Instead of
moving got a movie made about her.
Moving her butt over to get him up on that door. But highest thing ever at auction.
Like for a movie
sorry,
prop?
At this auction. There's some other stuff, though. There was Temple of Doom, Indiana Jones' whip.
Oh, yeah.
Less than the door.
How
only 525 grand for his whip.
Yeah, Bill way Murray's, more fun with a whip than a door.
Bill Murray's Red Rose bowling ball from Kingpin.
Really?
350 grand. Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining only got $125,000. Yeah. So that door, man.
That axe could do some damage to the door.
It could. It could definitely.
As you know.
But yeah.
I mean,
if you ever get a chance to get a door from a film set, you never know. It could be worth almost $1 million. Yeah. Jason, what do you got?
Well, there's a term going around called sunshine guilt.
And okay.
Basically, people who live in their head too much are, they feel guilty when it's nice outside, but they don't want to go outside. There's an annoying woman on TikTok who talks about it, but that's essentially what it is. So, like yesterday, it was nice outside, and I looked out there, and I'm like, I should probably go outside. But I had other things to do, and I didn't. But I didn't feel guilty about it. It was just a decision I made.
Hey, you don't have, I mean...
that means there has to be some form of regret, right? That you didn't
you have to
go
feel
out
guilty
like it'd be almost
that you're
afterwards.
Not enjoying the day.
Yeah. Like, oh, geez, I just sat on the couch and watched TV all day. Yeah, but did you have fun?
Lots of reasons people don't enjoy the outside, like the day when it's a nice day. There's lots of stuff. Like you said, what if you...
Yeah, no, there's stuff to do.
Your favorite show just released a new episode. You want to watch that episode. You have way more fun than just sitting. Like, why do people feel guilty about how they choose to spend their free time?
Just based on what other people say about them. Basically, this lady says, you know, do you feel worse when you see other people posting stuff about how they've been outside?
I see.
Yeah.
You mean on the fake world, the fake internet?
Yeah, yeah.
The same people that post how great their marriages are and then they get divorced.
Yeah.
Now, what if you went and you went to a cottage, which isn't, you wouldn't go, let's say you're not there all the time, and then you go up there, you just watch TVs all day.
Why'd you go? Just stay at home.
Exactly. So that's what I would think. I'm like, I probably was here. I probably should have got on the dock.
But you have stuff to do at home, right? That's the point of going away sometimes. So you don't mind that.
That's true. Wow.
I used to love going up to the cottage and it would be raining all weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You would just have a movie. You go to the local
video
store and get a whole bunch of VHSs. The classics like Tombstone and Die Hard.
That's just as good as doing stuff on vacation.
Yeah,
it was
great.
See, that's why I dislike staycations so much. People say, oh, staycation. Because, no, I look around my house and I'm like, I should do that.
Mm.
This should be getting done. I have the time now.
Yes.
I don't want to. That's why I like
to
go away.
That's why you feel guilty. That's more guilt than not enjoying the day.
If I go away somewhere, not my responsibility for that time.
Sure.
Can't do it.
Gotcha. You leave the jobs at home.
Yeah.
That's the point of a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Unless you're with people that make you do stuff there you don't want to do either. A.K.A. your family. You know what I mean?
Oh, like a tour or something?
So, yeah, whatever.
Oh, I see.
It doesn't matter. Children always want to do stuff. Came here not to do stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
Why are we doing stuff?
Don't feel guilty if it's sunny out and you choose to do something else.
Yeah, you're fine.
It's just a decision you
Sun
made.
Sun gives
you
cancer anyways. Don't
could,
worry.
Could do that. Yeah.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
It is our Dougie Line. You can call it 24 hours a day. Leave us a message, 216-384-9 216-Dougie. We play them twice a morning, 640 and 840. What do you got, James?
Well, this fella, his gears have been ground down. He's got something in his craw. He's real upset. All whatever. Right. And all the different sayings. Ready? Listen to this guy.
All right. Said Loblaws is going to consider lowering their prices. Well, let me tell you, I worked for Loblaws for 23 years. They're the cheapest and the company I've ever worked for in my life. They will stab you in the back, and they will steal right out of your pocket of your mother and your employees. Eat all the above. Do not believe a word that comes out of Galen Weston's mouth. He's the biggest ripoff in the country of Canada. Thank you very much. Bye.
And I only put up with it for 23 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's.
Well, maybe things
didn't change. Didn't end well for him, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
No problem. Well, might not now.
I'm not disagreeing with him.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't have firsthand knowledge. Maybe he's right. I don't know.
Hey, this part.
They will stab you in the back, and they will steal right out of your pocket of your mother.
All right.
It's whatever. It's
like you can tell he's upset.
Sure he is. Sure he is.
So sometimes when we're real upset, we don't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. I did like that he called the man. I like referring to the human beings as ripoff. That guy's a ripoff.
I don't think I've ever.
No, I've never heard anyone.
It's a good. I like it.
In that
it's
way,
the biggest ripoff.
Ripoff artist I've heard.
Yeah,
but not just he's a ripoff.
Yeah,
like he's a ripoff.
Yeah.
Now who? It was his family, Galen Weston's family that owned it before, right?
Sounds right. You got me. I don't really know.
A lot of times, a big company taken over by a son. Or daughter doesn't usually
get it's not
run. No,
Metro's
he's got a
the
lot.
Same. They're all doing it. Yeah, they have control. There's three or four companies that have. It's the same with everything.
Yeah,
cell phones in our country, you pay three times the cell phone rate that they do anywhere else.
It's
because
crazy.
Because there's only two companies, three that run all the cell phones.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not really open and fair market in some categories. That's what's happening in the U.S. with Apple now. That's why the government's going after Apple because they're saying you guys have too much power, too much control.
Does your mom have a cell phone, Chris?
My mother does have a cell phone.
Well, you got to be careful. Don't let her around Galen Weston. He'll take it right out of her pocket.
He will take it right out of her pocket.
And they will steal right out of your pocket of your mother.
Yeah, so.
My poor mom. I got to warn her. I got to give her a heads up. Can we wrap this up so I can call my mom?
Yeah.
I don't know if he runs into Gail Weston.
He has steal right out of the pocket.
I don't even know if that's his
Galen.
Of your mother.
Yeah. Tell her to keep it in her purse.
Yeah.
That seems like the safer spot.
You can snatch a purse pretty quick.
Yeah, but he just said that takes it from the pocket.
Just looking in pockets.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. She's ever on Galen Weston.
Yeah.
Hide your phone.
Watch your pockets. All right. What else, James?
Well, on the totally opposite end of the spectrum of seriousness, we got this call. It's very odd.
Hello. I'm going to sing a song about Chris.
Oh.
That's you.
I'm going to sing a song about Chris.
Can't wait.
I'm going to sing a song about Chris right now, right here, right now, right here, right now. Just kidding. Here's the actual song.
Oh.
Right about now, the funk soul toker is Baldo now. The funk soul Baldo banging tables now. Palooka, baby, check him out now. Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso.
That's a lot of effort to do a cover of Fatboy Slim's Rockefeller Skank. All About You.
He's listening for a while because he brought up beluga whale because you guys say my bald head looks like a beluga whale's head. What else is in it? There's Topher was in there.
Topher, yeah.
Yeah.
And then... Hold on.
Let me tell you how long
it goes
that was for.
That
was for 27 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Someone texted in, he's high on something.
Yeah.
He might be, but also maybe not. I'm told there are people who are genuinely happy with
him.
They might be.
He's having a good time. I'm not mad at him. That's all right.
No, I'm not mad at him.
It's funny. And that energy probably could be better spent, but I mean.
Maybe not.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
You know what I'm pretty sure he won't do?
What?
Right out of your pocket of your mother.
No, no, that guy won't do that.
No. Like, if he's going to steal out of your pocket of your mother, does he have to identify that the person is a mother? Like, he has to walk him and go, hey, how are your kids going? And if they go, oh, they're good, then he takes out of their pocket? Like, because not every old lady's a mother. So if you're going to steal out of people's pockets, how do you know they're a mother? Is what I'm saying.
He'd have to ask.
If it's specifically stealing out of the pocket of your mother. Or does he just do like a little family history search first, realize that, oh, look on Facebook, she's got kids, and then go take stuff out of her pocket?
Yeah. Maybe he only.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Maybe he only takes things out of the pockets of women who are with their children.
Okay.
And it's easy. It does all the research at the same time.
And they're busy. They're occupied. Yeah. They're chasing their kids around. They got them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man, that guy there's no length he won't go
to steal from your mother. From the pocket of your mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a good plan. Whatever. It's a weird thing for a multimillionaire CEO to do, but hey, you know?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
whatever.
5 questions. 30 seconds. Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
What?
On the Bigs and Bar Show.
5 questions, 30 seconds. You can pass it, come back. Your first answer for each one counts, though. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. And if you win, you get a chip for a Plinko board that could win you up to $1,000.
We have Lee on the phone.
Hey, Lee.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're good. How you doing?
Pretty good.
What are you up to? What's on the day? What's on the docket? What you got lined up?
Oh, almost at work.
Okay. Well, sorry about that. How about $1,000 maybe?
Yeah, that'll be all right.
All right. Best of luck.
All right, Lee, your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. The buck moth is the most common stinging caterpillar in what U.S. state?
Louisiana.
What rocker-born Stephen Victor Tallarico turned 76 today?
Steven Tyler.
What Titanic movie prop just sold for $718,750 at auction?
The door.
In Scotland, you can be jokingly fined for wearing what under your kilt?
Underwear.
What is more a feeling of relief, getting into a warm car when cold or walking into a cold house when hot?
Cold house when hot.
All right, let's go over your answers. What is more a feeling of relief, getting into a warm car when cold or walking into a cold house when hot? You said the cold. That is the answer here.
That is accurate.
I think it depends if you're cold or hot, what is more really
relief. For sure, yeah. Right?
You know what I mean, the level. Like,
they're
what
fairly
are more,
equal to me, but...
What are you more like, oh... Like, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're cold and you walk out and you get that burst of warm air from the doors, like at a store, it is a nice feeling,
too.
It
is, yeah.
In Scotland, you can be jokingly fined for wearing what under your kilt? You said underwear. That's correct. Apparently, you can be fined 2 beers.
Whoever finds out. So if I was wearing a kilt, Jason, and you took a peek, and I was wearing underwear, I got to give you 2 beers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll start doing that, then.
Peeking under guys' kilts?
Yeah, if I'm short on money for beers, I'll just look for guys with kilts.
Well, if you do it in Scotland, get used to drinking with no teeth.
Yeah. A lot of people in Scotland don't have teeth anyway.
Yeah, that's true. That is
makes
true.
Makes no difference.
That is true.
What Titanic movie prop just sold for that amount of money at auction? You were right with the door that Rose floated on, yeah. What rocker-born Stephen Victor Tallarico turned 76 today? You said Stephen Tyler. That's right, yeah.
76?
I thought he was older than that or something.
Really?
Anyway. The buck moth is the most common stinging caterpillar in what U.S. state? You said Louisiana. And that's right.
When you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
All right. That's back to back jacks. Winner.
Let's go.
Winner. Now, Lee, congratulations, first of all.
Oh, thank you.
for the rest of the time. You can tell
people. Dream come true.
Yeah, you're not a what winner. That's, I mean, that alone should be enough for you. Well, we got a chip. We got to drop down our Plinko board. What do you want to start it from? My face, Jason's face, Jamie's face, or Shay?
Let's go with Jamie's face.
Jamie's face. All right. The biggest face.
Oh.
We gotta you gotta drop it again. It fell off the board.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jamie's face is so big it knocked the chip off the board. We gotta do it again. Here we go. There we go. That's a clean drop.
Oh.
What do you got?
He's got gasseries. $400 worth.
Oh, another $400. Right. Gasseries.
Right on.
Just passing out. Gasseries like it's Christmas. You got $200 of gas, $200 of groceries. Congratulations. Yeah, you know. Whatever.
Sweet.
Lee, good job.
Hang on, Lee.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Nice guy. Nice guys don't always finish last.
Nope.
No.
Hmm. Not always.
Guess I'm not a nice guy then. Congrats, Lee. What? You okay there,
Big Face? Yeah, I didn't get it. What do you mean? Go, because you always
finish
last?
I'm not a nice guy.
Oh.
I finished last.
You finished last. I see.
But I'm also not a nice guy.
Well, right. That's...
I was being double self-deprecating.
Oh, I see.
Because, you know.
You got a little double dip.
Yeah, a little double dip on the self-deprecation.
Double dip.
But you were supposed to jump to my defense, which neither of you did at all.
Well, I didn't. I was trying to figure out what you said.
Like, it was confusing.
Yeah, I was confused. I had to figure out what your double insult of yourself was.
Yeah. If it was an insult truly or if it was a double negative, which then makes it a positive.
And then by the time I thought I figured it out, I kind of forgot what you said.
And I was yammering on anyways about my own.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we got
circle time. Doggy. Bacon.
Yep. Circle time coming up. The Costco's cracking down. You might be interested in this, Jason. You're a big Costco guy, so.
Yeah, I mean, like, okay.
Cracking down.
I think I'll be all right with it.
Beware the cracking down.
Because I have my papers.
You do have the papers.
A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Spot in the show. We each bring something to the table that caught our attention. I can go first, boys, if you want.
Sure.
Costco, Jason, you might be interested, as you're a huge fan of the organization. They're beginning to use verification scanners at some Ottawa stores.
Right.
So as you're walking in, they're going to want to beep your membership on the way in as opposed to just showing them. Because usually there's a person standing there. If you don't go to Costco, you have to show your membership card on the way in the door.
Now they're going to be scanning any card they would let you in.
Yeah, they don't really pay that close attention. But now they will be paying more closer attention.
Okay.
But why, though? Because you can't check out without your membership card.
No, but you can buy food, I think.
At the restaurant? Bless you, sir.
Yeah, at the restaurant. A little $1.50 hot dog or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So they want to crack down on that.
Well, a lot of people looking for cheap meals, right?
Sure. It won't affect me. I have my card in my hand when I go in anyway, so I flash it. So whether they scan it or not.
They're doing it also because when they do scan it, a picture will come up because they're going to be scanning it with like an iPad or whatever. So a picture will pop up of you.
Oh, yeah.
Because people are sharing memberships. People are passing memberships around.
Sure.
Like, are people like really mad at it? Because you do pay. It is a membership place. Mm-hmm. If you just showed your ticket to a Sens game, you know what I mean? They have to beep it. They have to beep you
in. I'm not mad at it. Like, that's the process there.
Yeah.
I mean, should they have membership cards? Probably not, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, they say it's just to minimize the amount of people who borrow somebody else's membership card to go and shop. So, all right. Well,
I don't look like my membership picture anyway. Maybe I'll be denied entry.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be
what fun? A scandal that would be?
A 75-year-old guy scanning my card going to deny me entry. I don't think so, bud.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it won't be a problem.
You get all uncharacteristically really upset. Let me in! I want my bag of mussels or whatever you
just
buy.
Bag of mussels?
Like, I don't know. So I picture him buying a big bag of
mussels.
I need
400 mussels today. Maybe.
Jason just snazzes it. That's the final straw.
Yeah.
Being not allowed into his favorite place.
Denied entry at the Costco.
All right, Jason, what do you got?
Well, you guys watch The Price is Right from time to time.
Of course.
Usually when you're, sick at home.
Less with the new host.
Drew Carey?
Yeah.
He's been the new host for like 15 years.
I know, but he's not the same.
Anyway, interesting piece of information about it. They say they're prepared. A producer, a former producer, his name's Mike Richards, he said they were prepared if a contestant peed their pants.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there were curtains and a blow dryer and a pair of extra sweatpants just in case because they'd have to get on with the show. So if they got too excited and peed themselves, or if they weren't allowed to leave and had to pee themselves because they're taping a show.
This must have happened then if they prepared for
it. You don't have a hair dryer and curtains and extra pants if no one's peed their pants. Yeah.
Well, people get excited.
For sure.
And you got an older clientele, you know what I mean? Maybe not as, what?
It ranges.
Sure. But I'm just saying.
I know what you mean. But also, like, I think it's more the excitement for sure. Like, those people who are on that show want to be there so bad. Mm-hmm. It's not like a passing thing. Hey, let's go see The Price is Right. Like, you want to be. You plan a vacation around going there, I would think.
Oh, there were professional audience members. Like, people that, not like paid, but people that loved the show so much, they would go to as many recordings as they possibly could.
To try and get on.
To try to get on. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's free. It's free. If you know the games and you're good at it, it's free stuff, basically. You know? So there's a great doc about The Price is Right. Really? You should go watch it. Yeah, it's good.
Besides Plinko, what's the one game you would want to get?
The mountain guy?
Yeah, like for entertainment or for winning?
All in one?
No.
You don't have to guess, though. That's the only reason. I don't have to guess with the
pretty
hole in
good
one.
At guessing prices and stuff like that.
The one where you punch the holes through and you pull out the different...
The different...
That was okay.
That's pretty good. Yeah,
but the mountain climber would have been the funnest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great tune. All right, Jamie, what do you got?
Well, you guys ever had an ingrown hair?
Yep. Probably, yeah.
I can honestly say I've never had like a bad one, right? Because some people, it causes them a lot of pain.
Could, yeah.
Well, a man left in a coma and given 4% chance of survival after pulling out an ingrown hair.
No, it got infected.
Left in a coma?
It's because, yes, it did get infected.
Septic or whatever?
Yeah. It was in
near his head?
No, it was near his nether regions.
Yeah. So he got an
inside
infection.
Of his thigh. Yeah, and he pulled it out. It got an infection and it did its thing. But the headline, I was like, oh my God.
What, do you think it was attached to his heart or something?
I don't know.
And he pulled his heart out of his
I got to read this.
Pore?
It's like a nerve stem, like right to his brain stem. Just zoom.
Just unplugged himself?
Yeah.
Went all C-3PO.
That's it. Just in his chair.
He got an infection.
Big conversation at dinner. He's got a little hair in his face. He's like, I was talking to Karen about the dry cleaning.
I love to hear it.
Powering off.
What a power. What a superpower. Pull out hair.
Wouldn't that be great?
Some children are racing, trying to put the hair back into the hole in his face. So then, in 1999, for dry cleaning, you just about to do it.
So try not to get an infection.
Yeah, don't do that.
Moral
of
the story.
Or if you do, treat it.
He was out for a month.
No, he lived?
For a month. He lived.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he hung on for a month.
Yeah.
It's all right. Well, I mean, that's still a terrible story.
Just by a hair.
Killed by a hair. Just by a hair. We got our March Madness in Small Towns happening. We're down to the Final Four. You can go vote at channel106.com, and we got one of the mayors coming up on this radio program. All right.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
You do or do not know. I don't know how you wouldn't. We never stop squawking about it. But our March Madness of Small Towns is underway again this year. We are down to the Final Four, and there is a familiar name in that Final Four. I got all the way to the last stop last year and then lost to Almont. And that place is called Carlton.
Place. Yeah.
We got the mayor with us, friend of the show, nice guy. We like him. Toby, how you doing today?
Lads, how's it going? I'm doing well.
We're well. Do you mind if we just call you Tobes?
You can. You've been busting my chops here for a couple of weeks, I've been told.
That's our thing.
That's
what we do.
You call me whatever you want.
Around Christmas, can we call you Tobe Lamore? Huh?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, come on over for some Christmas cheer, lads, too.
My two colleagues here are looking at me like I'm some sort of fresh idiot.
But what's a Tobe Lamore?
The chocolate bar.
You mean Toblerone?
You realize I'm going to be called that now at hockey on Thursday night.
Toblerone. Toblerone?
There you go.
All right, sorry. What is a Toblerone? Why did I even say
it? I don't know what it is.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Listen, what are you going to do this year different than last to make sure you win? Because you still got two rounds to go here. Are you rounding up the troops or what?
Is this thing on? I didn't, like, nobody's reached out, nothing. So I forgot that this thing was even going on. You're doing so well, though. We are excited here in Carlton Place. Stop. Everybody's on board.
All right.
As you can see, we're down to the Final Four against some good folks or friends from for Mississippi Mills. I got to ask you a question, though, guys.
Yeah.
How did you manage to put two Mills in there? Has anybody got on you about this?
I have an answer for
we
you.
We have an answer.
Our boss, Adam.
Yeah.
It's sketchy at best.
It's kind of our fault because we looked over the list and said, yeah, it's fine, and didn't really look over it that carefully to realize that there was both Pakenham and Almont there. So we apologize. But, I mean, one of them will get... You'll remove one of them this round, or one of them will get removed.
There you go. We'll take out Pakenham and not make it so awkward for you.
We appreciate that.
Now, yeah. I will say, early on, we were like, because we could see the votes and we could see the percentages and stuff. We're like, I don't think Carlton Place is making it out of the first round.
No.
Yeah.
And then you guys picked up the pace in classic CP fashion.
That's right. We wanted to create the suspense for you, but there was some... There was a few tense moments there in the first round when I saw the numbers. It was like, oh, dear.
Yeah, we were worried because we were like, these guys went all the way to the final last year. What's going on? Are they mad at us? Are they not participating? Yeah. What's happening? But but you're here. You're here. And you're
avid Shea listeners here in Carlton Place. Don't worry about it. We're all on board right now.
I'll tell you, he's not lying. The few times I've been to Carlton Place, just walking the streets, people honking, and like I get recognized the most in Carlton Place. So, I mean, they're hardcore Shea listeners there.
Absolutely. We love you here. Yes. We love you.
So you got a few more days or two more days, really, of voting. Today, tomorrow, and Thursday. What do you got to say to the people who are the fence sitters out there?
People from other towns who've been eliminated already. Why should they throw their support behind Carlton Place?
Yeah, yeah.
Because everybody loves Carlton Place. I call it town, but everybody loves us, right? Yeah. Everybody's got to go through us to get somewhere. They stop off. The people are wonderful in Carlton Place.
Yeah.
Just throw Carlton Place a vote. You don't want Mississippi Mills having bragging rights for 2 years in a row.
I don't.
The good folks of Merrickville, I know they're going to do their best to take out Almont. Yeah. And then we'll have a good head-to-head with Mr. Cameron and the folks from Merrickville maybe in a week or so.
He's calling out an upset.
There you go.
They got a bit of work to do.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
I'd like Merrickville's a great town, as is Almont, of course. I joke with Krista Lowry all the time about it. And I know she's been out to a few events. She's really,
she's working
stepping up her game, too.
Yeah, we didn't see you at our St. Patty's party there. Yeah. We saw her. So, I mean, I got to be honest. Someone's working a little harder for her.
Yeah, I'm a father and a family man here. So I was at home with the family doing my good duties here in Carlton Place and making sure the town's running well.
Is that annoying construction downtown? Have your town finished yet? You guys done all
completely finished? Okay, nice. It's a beautiful downtown.
Yeah.
Have you not seen the bridge lit up?
No, I did not recently.
Oh. No.
Yeah, we've got the bridge lights on there. It's gorgeous. You have to come down and see.
I haven't gone down there fishing in a little while, so.
All right.
No.
Come by. Check it out.
Couple of sunfish down there, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're one of our favorite mayors, so we wish you nothing but luck. Thanks for joining us this morning, and hopefully we'll see you at the old the street party there, the big final.
That'll be a good one if you get here, boys. And vote CP. Thanks for the call, and enjoy your days.
You too. Ciao.
All right. Cheers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Solid guy. Always.
Oh, yeah.
Solid guy. You know? He's calling an upset on the other side, though.
Wow,
I don't know if Merrickville's going to beat Almont. That's tough. But, hey, if you like him.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you want to see Mississippi Mills go down in a blaze of glory, knock both of them out this
round.
Wouldn't
that be something?
We have seen some support thrown just out of spite.
Yeah.
So. Spite votes.
Yeah. We'll find out. You want to vote? It's at Shea106.com.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Impressions. It's a contest where we ask folks to call in and do an impression. Normally it's whatever you want, but today, because it's Spinach Day, Jamie decided we would ask for Popeye impressions.
No, I don't really remember what Popeye sounds like, as probably most people don't. Do you have an example of it?
Yeah.
Like for...
Yeah, like,
so those playing along at home and in their cars can judge as well.
You got
this again, buddy. Hiya, Wimpy.
That's hard.
That's what I get for interfering with the mail delivery.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And
that was amazing.
All right, then.
That is amazing.
What is it?
Okay.
But we start our show with that every day.
Yes. Well, let's go with Linda to start.
Okay. All right. Hey, Linda.
Hi.
How much confidence do you have in your Popeye-ing?
I can do it.
Okay.
Do it.
All right. Let's hear it.
I am Popeye the Sailor Man. I eat my spinach. I am strong like a sailor, and I loves me olive oil.
It's not bad. Changed accents a few times in there, but I would say that's a quality impression.
Bullseye, buddy.
Yeah, I would say that's quality from Linda. Yeah. All right, Linda, you hold on.
A little Jamaican in there. Yeah, a little bit. In the middle, but it was
and
fine.
And then Irish guy. It's been known to happen.
Yeah, sure.
Let's
great.
Go with Mark.
Great. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Let's hear your Popeye.
All right.
Oh, olive oil. Pass me the spinach. I need to work. Yeah. Now I got my spinach olive oil. Yeah.
Good God.
I mean, oh my gosh.
Yeah. You probably just should have talked in your own voice. I think it was like closer.
Lord.
That was not better than Linda's.
Maybe.
I think we'll have to let Mark.
The most awful thing that's ever gone in my ear.
Again,
life.
Buddy.
Mark is gone.
Yeah.
We've taken Mark out of the equation. We do have Rob.
Yeah. Rob.
Hello.
Oh boy. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
We're all right. Let's hear your Popeye.
All right, everybody, you want to look like me when you eat your spinach? Because I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Beep, beep.
I mean, not bad, but I don't think as good as Linda's.
No, I don't think so.
The enthusiasm today.
That was good. It was good enthusiasm.
Yeah. Unbelievable from everybody.
All right. Well, unless we get another call, I believe Linda's the winner. I mean, give it 5 seconds?
Sure.
Everybody happy?
Linda's the winner.
All right,
Linda's
congratulations, Linda. Way to go. Well done. Who knew you had this skill, eh? I bet you didn't know. Now you know.
It's because Popeye sounds like a woman, maybe.
Maybe. Well, I don't know about that.
Popeye sounds like a woman, maybe.
I mean, I'd be quite shocked if I came home and my wife did sound like this here. I mean, that's my favorite
thing. Seems pretty happy.
I have heard it a long time. That is so amazing.
Popeye scatting?
Yeah. Anyways, congratulations. You got $100 in Lotto, okay?
Thank you.
No worries. No worries. Ah, well.
There you go. That was interesting.
Who knew? Guys. I don't know if you have ever wondered, but I have a list of all the different bugs that they have found inside people's rectums.
Rectum?
Really?
Yeah.
Damn near killed them.
All right.
Bugs?
Lots of scat talk today, that's for sure.
Circle is a shape, it goes around and around.
Little spot in the show dedicated to stories that caught our attention. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, Jason Barr.
We have a potential sticky situation here in Canada.
Why, what's going on?
It appears that our maple syrup reserves are at a 16-year low.
What? Oh, no.
So far, not affecting prices.
Okay.
But Canada is the only country in the world that maintains a reserve of maple syrup. So
I imagine a giant underground pool filled with maple syrup.
Same. Mm-hmm.
Like in Dune, if they had water, because they would die. But this is just maple syrup. Yeah.
So, yeah, no price affecting yet, but if it's been the, you know, up and down weather that's affected it.
Right.
And a spike in demand.
I know you're just learning this as we're learning it, but do you know, like, what the ideal weather is? Like, a really cold winter, and then...
Well, it's
and
just
a consistent
stay, yeah.
thaw. Okay. It's the consistency, I think.
All right.
Because remember, we talked about how it was early tapping, right? Remember?
Yeah.
They were tapping
early.
Yeah.
So in Quebec, the largest strategic reserve of syrup is normally got 133 million pounds. Like, that's what it's built to hold. And it's only got 6.9 million pounds. So it's quite a bit less than its capacity.
That's a little bit less than its capacity.
127 less. Yeah. Million.
I mean, it's not something necessary. It's delicious.
Yeah, like if maple syrup ceased to exist, I don't want to make anybody mad, but like it wouldn't really affect my life at all.
It wouldn't affect most people on like a survival level.
Yeah.
Except for those that sell it. Yeah.
But like I don't really consume
that much
maple syrup.
No. It's not like if water
there's only 6 million gallons of drinkable water left on the earth, then that might be
more of a problem.
Or if cars ran on maple syrup, then that'd be a problem too.
That would be. It'd be delicious. So.
Oh, man, there'd be...
I couldn't... At the pump, I'd be taking sips out of the...
That's true.
You guys ever drink syrup right out of the bottle?
Well, of course.
I don't think that I have... Like, I don't really...
I'm a red blood
shot.
I don't hate maple syrup, but I'm like, I don't really... It's not one of the things I crave.
Yeah, like, but sometimes you want something sweet, you go, look, you might just take a little...
No, I probably wouldn't.
What was the syrup? I remember only seeing it as a child, and it never got used. It was like the yellow bottle, blue label, and it had, looked like a cone.
Corn
a
syrup.
Cone. That was corn syrup?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That does not taste like
corn syrup. Don't take a shot of that. Don't. It won't.
No, I wouldn't. I just...
enjoy.
Okay.
Yeah,
the beehive corn syrup.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes, that was it, beehive.
Speaking of beehives, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
There's a list flying around the internet on insects found during colonoscopies.
Okay, like, what? Are you like parasites?
Nope. Bugs.
So like actual bugs from outside?
Yep, regular outside bugs. Yeah. There's 7 on this list that have been found.
Okay.
I'm not going to do them in order. I'm going to do them in the least surprising order. All right, first one would be ant.
Yeah, an ant's small enough. Can probably crawl up there.
Work his way up in there and hang out.
All of these will be surprising to me, but I understand what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
The least surprising.
You're sleeping at your camping. You got, in your boxers, and an ant went for a little,
Do you fellas remember once at work many years ago, over a decade ago now, I went to the bathroom and went for a sit down, and I had a little ant on my pecker.
That's true.
Wrote a song about it.
Yeah, you did. the next least surprising on this list, a cockroach, I think.
It's pretty big.
That's big.
I'd feel that, I think.
You might. You'd hope.
Yeah.
I mean, just.
I guess a baby one, maybe not.
Maybe.
But just a little tickle.
Ooh. I'm just thinking in terms of, like, the type of animal that might go hunting. Go shelter hunting.
So I'm confused a little bit. Did you ingest it or did it go in? They don't know?
Either way.
Hmm.
I don't think ingesting is your body would digest it before.
You would think
these are all guys that went in the back door.
Hmm.
Yeah. The wrong way down the one-way road, For a bug.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
What's next?
A fly.
A fly. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's attracted to something that's usually in that area.
Yeah, but to get right up there, like a fly, it would be a crawl after it got in.
Yeah,
that's a landing crawl.
Unless you're, been practicing.
Yeah.
A moth.
A moth.
A moth.
A moth was found.
Those little dusty, papery wings. That's a weird thing to have in your butt.
I mean, it's all weird to have in your butt.
It is. Every single one of these is
the ant and the roach.
All these have been found
see.
During colonoscopies. We're going to keep this scientific.
Yeah.
All right? This was a scientific thing. There's a picture of the next one. It's a ladybug.
Oh, see that? I would think like a small hard shell.
Yeah, the hard shell one that I could see.
Not very ladylike.
I don't know why you're being so judgy.
I'm just saying, without permission.
Yeah,
none of these have permission.
Let's be clear. That's true.
I don't know about too many ladies that are walking around, climbing up in there without permission.
Depends what circles you're
saying. You probably wouldn't call them a lady, but whatever. And then you got the two that would be the worst. A bee.
Oh,
a
my
bee.
God.
A bee in your bum. That's not a good day. That's not a good day.
Bonnet.
It's rather a bee in my bonnet than a bee in my bum.
I don't know. Like, were they alive when they found
them? Yeah, that's a bee. It's just such a weird thing.
Or had they died?
There's no air.
There's air, but it's not good.
I just have the list.
Air.
I don't have that. Yeah. The article wouldn't let us go on the website. Rogers Security. Yeah. So I just have the list of
the
animals.
Can't look at science things.
No. But hold on. What's worse than a bee?
A yellow jacket wasp.
What?
Okay, yeah.
That's the worst one on that list.
Yeah, like a honeybee may not.
Or a big bumblebee might just be like, oh, this is
clean you out.
Bumblebees actually, if you don't know, build nests underground. Like they build little.
It is a bumblebee.
It is a.
That's the only one I would expect.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. If you have none of these in your backside, you're having a better day.
I don't think I do.
Than these folks.
How would I check?
I'm not checking for you.
The light on my phone, I guess.
The Biggs and Barr Show. It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
We were talking about something else off air. I was a bit distracted. And then I remember we were doing Dougie lines right now as you stopped the music. So that's kind of what my brain was trying to catch up. But I'm here now.
Are you in?
You want to call us 216-384-9216 Dougie. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, if you've been on the old Instagram or social media in the last little bit, maybe you've seen our commercials that we have.
Yeah.
They're super cool. And someone has, and they've called in. Uh-huh. All right.
Hey, boys, just caught your Instagram ad there. Put it in your ears. I just wanted to compliment Jamie on his, the way he whipped that sign around. Pretty solid stuff there, bud. You might have a second career if you need it. Well done. Anyway, that's all. Thanks, bud.
He sounded a little condescending.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad. You're pretty good at it.
Or he
you're
wants
the best of the three of us, for sure.
Or that he wants me to go find a second career. I couldn't tell in the tone of his voice.
I think he was genuinely giving you a compliment, saying your sign spinning skills were okay.
I'll tell you, I'm not into it because my hands are too delicate.
You can wear gloves.
No, you can't, Jason.
Why not?
That's the thing. Then you're not a real sign spinning artist, I would think. I think you have to tough through the cuts.
You are nowhere near a sign spinning artist.
No, I know, but I'm not even in the frame of mind.
Also, I don't think anyone desires to be a sign spinning artist. I think that's a job people want to get rid of as soon as possible.
No.
Were you not shown the instruction video on YouTube?
Internet? There's some people that take absolute pride and have unreal skills.
Yeah, but would you want to know them?
That's not what you said. You just said there's people that don't care to be good at it, and there are some people that very much care to be good at it.
I guess so, yeah.
I bet there's some sign spinners who make quite a bit of money.
Yeah?
I don't think we make quite a bit of money.
No, like winning competitions.
There's no sign spinning competition.
Yeah, I think their desire is misdirected. I mean, there's also people in aspire to be great at smooth jazz, but that's awful.
Why? You just got to take a shot at smooth jazz out of nowhere.
I hate smooth jazz.
2023 World Sign Spinning Championship highlights. Of course there's a sign. Really, there's a world championship for everything.
All right, well, good for them.
Yeah, everybody's got a hobby, I guess. Yeah.
Spinners from more than 50 countries.
Wow. I told you. I didn't know there was a whole competition about it, but people do take it seriously.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No, no, I just didn't think someone would organize it and pay because who's going to go watch that?
There you go. Look what I learned today.
Yeah. Something new.
There you go.
What else you got, Jim?
It's been well documented on this program that Chris has an ice cold take on whether ice and water, you say, don't taste different. Jason and I say it does taste different.
Literally everyone else in the world except Chris does.
I don't know how something without taste can taste different.
Because all you're doing is making it cold. It takes on the flavor of things around it.
It has taste.
What, the glass? What does it take a flavor of if it's just ice and water?
Things. The things, ambient things in the air.
So if you took a mouthful of snow,
it's not real.
Ambient things.
Water doesn't take. How long are you letting it sit in the air for? I didn't know before everywhere. You drink your water, you burn incense around it.
What do you think is
flap it with flower petals? What do you mean?
You think there's no air in the freezer?
Haste. The same. But anyways, what are you saying?
So a fella has another theory about hot and cold water. Okay,
sure. Yeah, I got a question here. You guys might be able to help me out. I mean, everybody knows that water tastes different than ice, right? Like when you eat an ice cube,
it
definitely tastes different than sipping on the water in the same cup. But what about hot water versus cold water? Why does hot water sound different than cold water? Might be a little too scientific for you guys, but when your tap is running and you've got the hot water running and it's cold and you're waiting for the hot water, can always audibly hear when it turns hot, right? Or think about pouring, like, say you boil some water and you pour it into a cup. It sounds different when it's pouring into the cup than if it was cold. Is it just me? Do I have super hearing? Or
no.
I don't know.
No. It has to do with the viscosity of the water and the temperature. The temperature changes the viscosity.
Water's thinner not really, but you know what I mean? It's
like, think of the oil, like oil in your car,
yeah,
or even like olive oil or something. If you put it in the fridge, it's different than when it's at room temperature, right?
Okay. So, you do have really good hearing, because I would notice that.
At first, I thought he meant just the sound that the tap makes, because sometimes the water pressure isn't as high with the hot water. You didn't get that?
Well, I mean,
turn your cold water on, it goes, shh. Turn your hot water right away, and it goes, shh. No?
Not really. I mean, the ones you're doing don't really sound different because it's just you're doing them
You're saying those don't have different sounds?
You're just moving closer and further away from the microphone.
Oh, I didn't realize you made a different sound.
The sound's not changing.
Come on,
do it again.
Guys.
I'll look at you.
Come on.
Okay, do it again. I won't look at you, okay?
Look at you.
Make sure.
Do it.
Do it
again.
Boy,
you're breathing
all over
the microphone.
You just changed your pitch now.
And you're breathing.
Yeah. Okay. I heard a sound difference.
Sounds.
But that's just your mouth making different sounds.
That's what I was trying to do.
But it has nothing to do with the water because we don't have any water.
That's what I was trying to do.
Yeah. You were just doing an impression of water. Hot and cold water.
I know.
Which was which?
Well, what was the highlight of your career? Well, when Jamie was going, shh.
So
emulate the sound of his tap.
Which one's the higher pitched one, the hot or cold?
I'd say hot's higher, right?
No.
Chris is right.
No, the hot is lower.
Chris is right.
Because there's less pressure.
I'm reading a scientific article.
This is humiliating.
Hot water produces a higher pitched sound when poured because the energized molecules are moving around more rapidly.
But he's got a pressure problem with his hot water. That's
what
he's
that sounds like you have a plumbing problem. That's all.
Good Christ.
Some people are saying this right now. Shh.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Talking about water.
Bullseye, buddy.
Popeye soundboard might be the greatest thing we've ever found. All right. Well, let's wrap it. It's not going to get any better than that, boys.
Okay.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone.
What did you yell out?
I said, or worse.
Yeah.
He's just not
getting
any better. Yeah. Or worse.
Some sarcasm. Listen. Our podcast is on iTunes and Spotify every day. Search the Biggs and Bar Show. Give us a subscription. Appreciate it. Don't forget next name at 9 o'clock for the payroll. And we're going to talk to the mayor of Almont tomorrow as we close in on the Final Four. Well, we are at the Final Four of our March Madness of Small Towns. Anything else, boys?
I don't think so.
No?
What? Holy accidents this morning. Another collision on the 174.
Tuesday.
Really?
Worst day of the week.
Man.
People not paying attention.
They were mesmerized by your water sounds and just lost control. All right. Yeah. We can, please. Yes, let's.
Yes. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.